What?
Okay,
yeah, he had the flu, so he's kind of getting over that still. Okay, Chavzayin Amar Aleph on the top. The Mishnah had said 27a on the top. The Mishnah had said that the shofar in the Mikdash had a piv mitzupa zav. The mouth was coated in gold. The Atanya, the Braisa says, zav makom hanachas piv pasal. How can you tell me that in the Mikdash they used a shofar with gold on the mouthpiece? When the Braisa says, there's a Braisa here that says that if you coat it in gold, where the mouthpiece is, it's pasul. But shalob makom hanachas piv kasher, where it's not in where the gold is not in the place where the mouth goes, then it's kasher. So it sounds like a steer to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye ki tnanami masnisin shalob makom hanachas piv tnan. You're right. When the Mishnah said that it's kosher, that they used to use a shofar upiv mitzupa zav, that was talking about where the zav, the tzipoy of the zav, was in the place shelo b'makom hanachas hapeh, where the peh was not. So that's why it's not a problem. So that's how the Gemara quickly gets out of that one. Okay. The Gemara goes on and says that in the Mikdash they used to have, for Rosh Hashanah, they used to sound the shofar in the middle, and they had two Kohanim standing on either side of the Tokeya, and they would blow the trumpets while he was blowing the shofar. And then the shofar would be Marich, so let's say the trumpets went for 2 seconds long, and the shofar would go for 4 seconds long. And so the shofar would outlast the blast of the trumpets, and that's how we heard the shofar. So says the Gemara. Why did they? The fact that they blasted the chatzotzros with the shofar implies that you can hear both sounds at the same time, and you're yotze with that. Utrei kali mishtamai, mimishtamai. Can you actually hear both sounds at the two sounds at the same time? V'hatanya, but we have a brisa that says zachar v'shamor b'dibur echad nemru. We know that zachar v'shamor in the Aseres HaDibros were stated b'dibur echad at one time. Mashaina peyachol ladaber v'neuzin yachol lishma, which is impossible, actually technically impossible for one mouth to say two different words at the same time, and impossible for the ear to hear both things at the same time. So Hashem was able to say both Zachar and Shamar at the same time. Klal Yisrael was able to hear and understand and distinguish Zachar and Shamar at the same time, which was a total nes, because it's completely impossible to do it without that nes. So we see from here that actually such a thing is impossible. Why would they blow the trumpets and the shofar at the same time when you can't even hear both sounds at the same time? We see from this nes that happened at Mount Torah that technically, normally, such a thing would be impossible. You couldn't hear both sounds. So why would they do such a thing when it sounds like you wouldn't be yotze by either one?
Didn't we say one extended past the sound of the other one?
Oh, very good. So that's what the Gemara answers and says, you're right.
But doesn't the Mishnah already say that?
The Mishnah says that the shofar was marich. But the difference in the mission, it extended beyond the sound of the trumpets. No.
Short?
Yeah. Well, that's what it means by marif.
No, but didn't it also explicitly say?
No, but it didn't say that. But what?
This is the Gemara's answer. The
Gemara's answer right now is that the fact that we extended the extended blow, the extended blast of the shofar, is what is motzi us.
According to this answer, we're not even yotzei the chatzotzos at all. We don't hear the chatzotzos.
Correct. We're not the sound of the shofar that happened during the b'shas hachatzotzros. We're not yotzei with that. We're only yotzei with what extended beyond.
Right. There's no mitzvah of chatzotzos on Rosh Hashanah according to the Torah.
There is no mitzvah of chatzotzros in the Torah.
So you don't have to hear the chatzotzros. They're just there for effect.
Yeah. They're there for effect, right.
The
chatzotzros, machzoros. It says that.
Yeah, this is giving you a reason.
They weren't machzoros, yeah. So, they weren't machzoros.
So why does this, is it the Braisa or the Gemara, does it need to ask this question when the Mishnah already...
No, the question is just that the... how can you be yotzei with the... How can you be yotzei with the with the sound of the shofar while it's going on with the
right. Well, he explains the question because
you had 2 seconds of chatzotzros and 4 seconds of shofar.
Right.
So that means that the chatzotzros were going shorter and the shofar was going longer. But it sounds from the Gemara that the Gemara at least implies in the beginning that you can hear both the sound of the shofar and the chatzotzros at the same time, and you're being yotzei with the two kolos. Even though they're happening at the same time, you're being yotzei with the kol shofar.
It's machlokas whether you have to hear chatzotzros at all. That's okay. Relevant to this question.
Okay, because I didn't know that.
What's that?
The Gemara says you cannot hear the kol shofar when you're hearing the chatzotzros.
But they're alternating.
No, they're not alternating.
Alternating is marach.
They're simultaneous.
They're simultaneous. The chatzotzros ends at the 2 seconds, and the shofar goes four.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the implication, or that's the reality?
It's the reality of the implication, and the implication of the reality. It's the same thing.
But don't you have?
Is the Gemara suggesting that this is how it's done, but that's not how it's really done, or
that's what happened in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they blasted the shofar. Yeah.
So therefore, you are a yotzi, the shofar, because you heard the two additional.
Right. That's what the Gemara says. The kach marach b'shofar, because you hear the extra 2 seconds, you're yotzi on those 2 seconds.
And
later on. You know how I feel about later on.
Don't we have to hear from beginning to end? Don't we have to hear from beginning to end?
That's what later on is.
So this is
that's
this
later
is,
on.
That's the later on.
So this is me and this is blood brothers.
Right? Yes, exactly. This is what the Gemara is going to take issue with because l'chora you should have to hear the kol shofar from beginning to end, but that's not what the Gemara says because that's what the Gemara says l'kach marich b'shofar. You're right. You're right. Two kolos cannot be heard. So during the shas hashofar, that is with the shas chatzotzros, you can't be yotzei with those 2 seconds. But the ha'aracha, the extension of the extra 2 seconds beyond the chatzotzros, is what you're yotzei with. It's almost like, I'm just kind of preempting the Gemara here. It's almost like we're cutting off the 4 seconds into two-second blasts.
Do
right?
The trumpets also maybe go a little softer so it's easier to hear the shofar?
No. The same thing. So the implication is it's the same thing. It's the same sound.
The trumpets with the shofar is a product of having the Beit HaMikdash.
Yes,
right?
Yes. We only did it in the
Mikdash. Without the Beit HaMikdash, you have no trump.
No Indian blow.
Yeah, and that's also later on. Thank you very much. And you just destroyed the whole Gemara.
I mean, as a musician, he blows a trumpet.
I don't even know why I do this anymore.
But also,
we have Moshe here to give everything away.
Shouldn't people who have heard this before, who know the difference between the sound of the shofar and the sound of the trumpet, be able to distinguish?
Can't hear, distinguish. The point is,
the ear cannot fully grasp the sound to distinguish between the two sounds, either because they sound similar or because it's too much of a distraction.
What's also the blowing pitch,
I don't know.
A different tone?
I don't know. You need to ask a saxophonist. But I'm not that saxophonist.
Bill Clinton.
What?
Bill Clinton.
He's a saxophonist, which is why I said that. He's a saxophonist. That was thus my joke.
Mr. Rowing knows.
So anyway, that's what Gemara says. The Gemara says that with the extension of the shofar blast beyond the chatzotzros blast is what you're yotzei with. Says the Gemara, lemeimra, does that imply the chishama sof tekiya below tchilas tekiya? Yatza, does that imply that if you hear the end of the blast, of the shofar blast, without hearing the beginning of the blast, you're yotzei umimela, and we can logically then say...
He asked about mimela the other day. Yeah.
I know, then we got a second mimela. I think it's you could say illogically. And logically we would say, tchilas tkiya below sof tkiya yatza. Also we would say that if you hear the end of the blast without the beginning of the blast without hearing the end of the blast, you'd also be yotzei. So now, because the Gemara is now going to go on with two questions, one involving hearing the beginning and one involving hearing.
We just said you can't hear in the beginning because they're simultaneous in the chatzotzos.
No. The Gemara here is saying, if you hear, you gotta just listen for a second. Just
hold on. It's over there.
Okay. Just listen.
I think Chaykali Lamashtari applies to this shir. It has to be one voice speaking at any time.
David only makes
it back. I'm the chatzotzos. He's the shofar.
If you hear the chatzotzos with the shofar in the beginning, and then you hear the extension of the shofar, that would be hearing the end before the beginning. The Gemara is now assuming that the same would be true if you were to hear, for example, in a random example, if you were to blow the trumpets 2 seconds after you started the shofar blow, then that would also imply that if you heard the first 2 seconds of the shofar blow without the chatzotzros, you would also be yotze that.
Okay.
That's all the Gemara wants to say. If we learn, if what we're learning over here is that with the extension of the 2 seconds of shofar blast beyond the chatzotzros blast, you're yotze, by extension, I can also learn that if you were to hear the first 2 seconds of a shofar without hearing, and then hearing a shofar with the chatzotzros, you'd also be yotze. That's all the Gemara wants to do right now. All the Gemara wants to do is to prove logically that we would say just as the shofar blast beyond the 2 seconds of shofar blast beyond the chatzotzros is yotze, so too 2 seconds of shofar blast before chatzotzros would also be yotze.
Well, which one? Which one is the proper procedure?
There's no proper
the trumpet
procedure.
Starting after the shofar, or
no, the Mishnah,
finishing at the same
time? The Mishnah says that the chatzotzros and the shofar were blasted at the same time. They started simultaneously, and the chatzotzros would last, call it 2 seconds, and the shofar would last, call it four.
Then why is this scenario even a question if that's the procedure?
I don't understand the question.
If the procedure is that they start simultaneously but the shofar ends later, why is there a question on if the shofar started first and then the chatzotzros?
You will see. You will see. You will see. You will see. You will see in 2 minutes.
These things happen.
Okay.
Yeah, these, right.
What do you do for the Evan when they happen?
No.
Possible eventuality.
You've lost all control.
I don't have, tonight, I don't have.
There's a conductor there with coattails, right?
Toshma, okay, says the Gemara, it's not true. Toshma, taka barishona mashab kushniya kishtayim. We're going to have a mission later on that says that we blew 30 kolos of tashrat, tashat, tarat, which means tkiya shvarim tru tkiya shvarim tkiya tru tkiya. That's 30 blasts. Midaraisa, you need to hear 30 blasts. If you were to hear tkiya shvarim tru tkiya shvarim tkiya tkiya tru tkiya, you're yotze. I'm not going to get into 100 blasts, 30 blasts. How to?
We'll get to it later.
That's 30 blasts. Okay. If says the Mishnah, if you heard the first tkiya, and then you heard shvarim trua, and then on the last tkiya of that round, you blow it instead of 2 seconds long, you blow it 4 seconds long. You blow it twice the length of a normal tkiya. Okay? So if you blew it twice the length of a normal tkiya, in order that the next round, which is tkiya, shvarim tkiya, you would be yotze not only the second tkiya of the first round, but also the first tkiya of the second round.
You're getting two for the price of one.
You're getting two for the price of one. Can you do such a thing? Can you blow twice the length of a tkiya all at one shot in order to be yotze the last tkiya of tashrat and the first tkiya of tashat?
Question. Are we saying that these trumpets are blowing?
Man, we're not talking about trumpets anymore.
No trumpets anymore.
Now we're finished
with
the trumpets.
No trumpets anymore.
The trumpets.
There's no trumpets. This is just...
This is a question.
We're just talking here about a shofar blast.
Okay.
Meaning the trumpets are there, but the trumpets aren't
part
of the question.
No, I saw Rosh Hashanah today. Now
it's about the trumpets. Get out there. Lose the trumpets. This mission is talking about blowing a shofar.
Right.
No. Yeah, but
this mission is talking about blowing the shofar.
All right, but what I'm referring to.
Come on,
I'm
wasting time.
In the
Beit
HaMikdash.
It's not, definitely not my night.
In the Beit HaMikdash.
Whoa, that was. What?
In the Beit HaMikdash. Are there trumpets which with each blowing?
Okay, let's say yes.
If
my answer is yes, can I go on?
Right.
Or no?
Either
which answers can I give you that I can then go on?
either way, yes or no. I mean, but you know, what is the
in
fact?
I would assume in the Mikdash they blew both. Did they blow trumpets of Shvarim Tru? I don't know, but I would say yes. I would say that's what they did in the Mikdash.
Okay.
So either way, this Mishnah is not referring to the Mikdash.
For each, in that case, for each blowing, it would be
not referring to the Mikdash.
The 2 seconds that you hear the shofar by itself.
This one's not.
Okay.
What the Tashma Mishnah is not.
Is not. It's talking about a regular, right, what we do in
Shul. That is very important. How did go you ahead know?
Give the guy a break. He's
had it's a little bit of, it's actually sheer genius. If I'm being completely honest, it's sheer genius.
We should have a little time. Right,
I can't share my, I mean, I can only impart some of my genius. It's only some of it.
How do you wind up coming to the share? You're like the one respectable guy.
I know. How did a normal guy like him get stuck with us?
Respectable guy, you know.
Yeah.
What this is a base tefillah question. It's a base tefillah Mishnah.
This is a base tefillah Mishnah. Alright, can we go on now? Or?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, I've been ready like 10 minutes ago. Alright, I thought this was going to be a quick night. I don't think it is.
Jokes on you.
It gets on better.
That's what we're afraid of.
It depends how you define better, exactly. Okay. At any rate, says the Gemara, can you count a double decker? Can you count a shofar blast that goes instead of 2-4 so that the last of the tashrat and the first of the tashat are all covered by one long shofar blast? Can you do such a thing, says the Mishnah? No. Ain b'yado ela achas. You only count one. It only counts for one. It doesn't count for the second one. But says the Gemara, that Mishnah shouldn't be true according to what we're saying. Am I? Tisalik le b'tarti. You should be able to be yotzei with two blasts. Because what we just said was, when we have chatzotros that are blasting first, and then we're extending the blast with a shofar, what we're essentially doing is chopping up the shofar blast, and we're cutting out the first part, and we're taking the second part. Why can't we do the same thing with this long shofar blast? If it's a long shofar blast, which is blasting alone, without chatzotros, and it's lasting 4 seconds, why can't we chop it up and say, the first part goes to the end of the tashrat, the second part will go to the beginning of the tashat, and it'll count for two! That's essentially what we were saying before. Why can't we do that, says the Gemara? So the Gemara answers, no, they're not exactly the same. Psuki tikiyasa mehadadi lo paskinan. You can't cut the shofar blast in the middle. You can't just say that I'm going to take half of the first part and count it to here, and half of the second part and count it to here. It's not the same thing as we were saying before. We were saying before is you had one long shofar blast. It just happened to be that the first 2 seconds of it were covered by, and they were overridden by, the chatzotzos blast. So you couldn't hear it. It's not that we're cutting it out. We're just saying that what you're yotzei with is the second part of it. But we're not cutting it out. In the second Mishnah, in the Tashma, what you're implying is we should cut the 4 second long shofar blast into two second shofar blast. That you can't do. You can't cut. You can't cut and paste. Okay, this is not a word process.
Therefore, for argument's sake, the standard shofar blast is 4 seconds in supposed actuality.
Supposed actuality. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing. Is this a theoretical? All
right. What is
theoretical supposedality.
Theoretically, the normal chauffeur blast would actually be.
In theory.
Not
true method. I'm about to blow it for 35 years. I we'll learn later on in the Masechta how long it has to be. The 2 seconds was an example that he gave.
That's why he said it's supposed actuality. It's only supposed.
Also, the keys of the Shvarm too are learning the keys of the Shvarm.
I don't know why you stick around. I probably don't know. What keeps him coming back? I don't know. Is there nothing in Gimel?
He's a therapist, so this gives some good insight.
Oh, this is a good insight into human psyche, yeah. Like, what makes a man go from normal to crazy?
And this session is over, and that'll be $100. What do you mean, $100? What if the real you is really...
The words of Moshe Stengel?
Tashma. Yes, exactly. Tashma. Now the Gemara tries a different angle. Hatokei l'tocha bor l'tocha dus l'tocha pitas. If a person blows the shofar inside a pit, or inside a dus. A dus is the same thing as a pit, but it's built, it's constructed above ground. A pit is dug inside the ground. A dus is constructed with walls surrounding it above ground.
Dus. Dus is dus.
Olo toch apitas. Apitas is a barrel. Okay? If a person blows a shofar in either one of in any one of these three things, im kol shofar shama yatsa, im kol avara shama lo yatsa. If the person hears the kol shofar, meaning the blast of the shofar, and he can definitely distinguish that he heard the blow of the shofar, he's yotze. However, if what he hears is simply the echo, if that's the part that he hears, then that's not yotze. That is no good. That doesn't work. Says the Gemara, why not? Why, if a person blows the shofar inside a bor, if he blows the shofar and he hears the kol shofar, why can't he hears the echo? Why can't he be yotze? Why am I lipuk betchilas tekiya mekamin dele arviv kala? Why can't we just say that he should be yotze with the 2 seconds of shofar blast before the echo kicked in? Because, of course, when you blow a shofar or when you scream inside of a pit, the first thing that is heard is the actual scream. And then, call it a second, 2 seconds, half a second later, is the echo. Wait,
so we want to say the person could be yotzi through the echo?
What?
No.
What are we saying?
We should before the echo, before the voices of the voice and the echo mix. Uh-huh. We should be yotze with the 2 seconds of natural kol, natural voice, natural blow. Why aren't we yotze with that? The Mishnah says if you blow inside the bor and what you hear is an echo, then it's no good. So even though why
echo,
not?
Even though there's an echo, there's still a pre-echo.
No, but the echo is just the remnant of the actual blow.
Right, both. And the remnant is no good.
Exactly. So
the actual.
But the Gemara is asking that perhaps we should be yotzi through the echo.
Actual. What? No, what? The actual.
No, through the actual.
Through the pre-echo.
What's the chiddush there? First of all, yotzi through the actual.
Well, you're not going. That's the Mishnah does not say. The Mishnah says you're not going to be yotzi. If you hear a kol havara, it sounds like the Mishnah is saying you're not yotzi bechlal.
Kol havara is an echo.
Yeah, the echo.
Yeah, of course we're not going to be yotze.
It's a question of what the Metzius is. I mean, when you blow into a thing, is there automatically a pre-echo and an echo or not?
The pre-echo is the actual shofar.
Right.
You're saying that there's both.
That's exactly the point. So if you hear 2 seconds of pure shofar and 2 seconds of echo, you're not yotze anything.
The
Mishnah says, and Gemara says, why not?
If you hear both, you're not yotze.
Right, right. Correct. You're not yotze. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
The Mishnah is presuming that you hear both.
You thought wrong. Don't even say it. Don't even go there. You thought wrong. If you hear both, no good.
How do you know that that's what it means?
That's a good question.
I told you there's a certain genius to me that you just can't. Like, there's only so much that you can.
Oh, we see ideas. Like, we see like the Kriyas HaTorah, right?
What's going on?
Part, no, you have to like. What do you mean? Split have like the mint to stop the mood.
That's an implication.
I would have thought that it meant, well, if you arrived and you were passing by and missed the first 2 seconds when it was the actual, but you heard the echo,
blowing in the bore, you don't assume that you're hearing an actual blow also.
I do not believe that that's what it means.
Well, it's very hard to understand exactly how it works, but whatever.
Why?
No, he's. How do you know that the mission is referring to? That's the question. How do you know the mission is referring to? There's a pre-echo and an echo. We just know that.
No, I'm saying like in Kriyas HaTorah, I went to Zeb because it's Balkor. It was like, don't you have like a, there's an Indian to hear, like a mini. There's a mini pause at the Balkor.
There's no pause. He's saying that's the nature. That's the way the dust the pit works. When you blow in it, you don't just hear an echo. You hear. It's a scientific fact.
That
when you blow into a pit, you also hear the regular thing besides the echo.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's a scientific fact.
Okay. The Mishnah sounds like it's saying,
science,
if you have heard both the pre-echo and the echo, I mean the shofar and the echo, you're not yotze bechlal. It sounds like it's saying that. And the Gemara now is challenging that and saying, why not? According to what we just said, that if you hear the trumpet blast with the shofar, and then you hear the shofar, meaning that if you hear an extension that is actually a valid shofar alone, you're yotze, why shouldn't we say the same thing here? Why shouldn't we say that if you hear a pre-echo and an echo, that we can actually discount the echo sound and just take the shofar sound and you'd be yotze?
David, that equates with that equates to the case of you.
It's going to be a long night. It's going to be very long.
You hear the.
It's going to be a long night.
With the case where you hear the shofar first and then the trumpets.
Yes. Correct.
Right. That's the argument he's making.
Correct. Gemara accepts this question.
Which is why the Gemara brought that down to begin with. That's why the Gemara did that. What's the problem?
How can the Mishnah first say if he heard the shofar, he's Yotze, if when you go into a place like a bor or the dus or the other thing, it's going to cause an echo and it's going to automatically, according to the way it's being explained that you hear both, it's going to automatically cause him to not be Yotze because there's going to be an echo. Of course there's going to be an echo down there.
So
the Mishnah instead of saying, well, if he heard it, he's Yotze, if he's not heard it, he's not Yotze,
but really meaning both,
it should say, don't blow the shofar in these places.
That's the next mishnah. The answer is because if you were in the bor, you'd be yotze. This is here talking about a case where you're outside the bor. I'm not going to get into that mishnah. That mishnah is later on, and it's not for us right now. The point is, the point right now is.
I didn't know that if you were in the bor, you're yotze.
Stay tuned.
Goodbye.
Okay. Gemara says, "Amai lipuk betchilas tgias mekam delarviv kala. Why shouldn't you be yotze?" But with the original, the pre-show, but the pre-echo blast before you get onto the echo. You should be. So the Gemara says you're right. Okay, scratch all of this. Says the Gemara, Ella, Tarti Kali Mechad Gavri La Mishtamai. Mitre Gavri Mishtamai. What the Gemara is here saying is, two kolos from one person, if one person were to make two sounds, that would not be able to be heard. But however, two kolos from two different people, that can be heard. And so that's why our Mishnah says that if you blow the trumpets and you blow the shofar, you actually can hear both. There is a way to distinguish. You can hear both. And that's why the Mishnah says that you can. That's why it's Yotze. That's what our Gemara is saying right now. If they were coming from the same person to two voices from the same person, it would not be able to be heard, which is what the Gemara said about Zacha v'Shamor. Zacha v'Shamor is a complete nace because two sounds are coming from one person and it's actually able to be heard. But if one person were to make two sounds, that would not be able to be heard. But in this case, since we have two kolos coming from two different people, we have chatzotros and shofar, then it's able to be heard. That's what the Gemara says right now. Ela tarti kali mechad gavra lo mishtamai, but mitre gavri mishtamai, from two different people it can be heard. Says the Gemara, umitre gavri mi mishtamai, is that true? If you hear two sounds from two distinct people, that it can be heard? I'll prove to you that it's not true. Because we have a braisa that says, Batorah, if a person's reading the Torah, echad korev echad mitargim. One person can read, another person can translate, as they used to have a translator up there with the Baal Kori. So one person can read, one person can translate. Ubilvad, as long as Shelo Yehu, you have to go with the girsa change over here. Shelo Yehu Echad Kore Ushnayim Mitargim. As long as you don't have one reader and two translators, because once you have two translators, then you get everything is confused. Because two translators, two different people translating at the same time, gets all mixed up. So it sounds like, no, if we have two people talking at the same time, we would not be able to distinguish. So the Gemara, so how can you tell me that two people talking at the same time, you can, and you can hear, and you can distinguish between the two sounds? So the Gemara says, no. What you're saying is not exactly similar. What we're saying is not exactly similar to that Mishnah. Hallo damya el l'seifa.
David?
You have to, not yet. Sorry, let me just finish the seifa, and then I'll take your question. The seifa says, the seifa of that very Mishnah about reading the Torah actually says something which is comparable to our case of the shofar. Bahalel u'b'megillah afilu asarakori. When you're talking about halel, you're talking about kriyas megillah, even if 10 people are reading at the same time, you can distinguish. Alma, we see, keva nechaviv yahiv daita. Since it is beloved, since something which is so new and such a something that's that hasn't been done before, I guess. We don't hear the Megillah every day. We don't read Hallel every day. Therefore, something which is new to the ear, even if you had 10 people reading at the same time, you could still distinguish. So therefore, Hachanami, here also by the case of Shofar, Kevan de Chaviv Yahiv Daita Vishama. Since Shofar is a new thing, because we only hear it once a year, even though you have Chatzotzros blasting at the same time in the Shofar, you will still be able to distinguish. The ear will still catch the sound of the Shofar distinct from the sound of the Chatzotzros. So says the Gemara, now, at this point, we have a Shofar and a Chatzotzros going at the same time, but we can distinguish between the two, and what you're actually Yotze with is the sound of the Shofar even during the Chatzotzros, without any problem. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Well, if you're Yotze already with the Shofar while the Chatzotzros are blasting, El Olam Marich. Why are we marich b'shofar? Why do we even have to extend the shofar blast beyond the chatzotzros? You're just telling me that you're yotze even while they're blasting at the same time. So the Gemara says, you're right. We don't need to do it to be yotze the mitzvah. The only reason why we're marich in the shofar is leidash mitzvah sayom b'shofar. It's just so people will know what this day is all about. It's about the shofar. So we extend the shofar beyond so that people know, oh,
Shitanya,
it's the shofar.
Extend the chatzotzros, because the acre of the day is chatzotzros. The Mishnah says that Antanias were...
You're giving it away. You just gave the whole thing away.
No, you didn't give it away.
Yeah, we're doing that next.
I guess we can.
That's the next Gemara.
No, it doesn't say anything about it extending, though.
Extending the
chatzotzros. Extending the chatzotzros doesn't say in the next Gemara.
Tanias, we extend the chatzotzros.
This is not on the shofar, but this is the example you gave, the example that they give... 10 people reading at the same time. I find it hard to believe
that 10 people would read.
The 10 people can, the same inferences, the same space between words, the same, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if we're all talking, okay, and we're all saying the same thing, okay.
But the Megillah is chashuv, what we say is not so chashuv.
Because
no, but even 10 people reading the Megillah, how to distinguish each of those 10 people or one of the people individually from the
You're
other
saying,
nine?
How can you?
Yeah, how can you?
I can hear 10 Kohanim up there, and I know which one is you, and I know also.
But that's because, okay.
Which
that's
one.
Because
I know which
that's
one.
That's because it ends with Shalom.
I know which one is Rabbi Meir Arnold, and I know which one is.
That's a good example, and I can distinguish also between Meir Arnold and you, even though you're louder. I can hear Meir Arnold if I want to hear Meir Arnold. I can hear that. And I can hear what's the other guy who sits over there in the corner. I don't know what his name is.
And that's not even a different instrument. That's all human voice, but it's different voices.
What's that Rashi Yud Koran? Maybe.
Let me look at it afterwards. I want to go on.
Okay.
Let me, Blina, to remind me, I'll have to look at that afterwards. I remember looking at that one also. It was a little bit tricky. Anyway, the Mishnah says, "Ubetaniyos b'shel zecharim kfufin ulpiv mitzufin kesef." Okay. The next Gemara is I'm going to go through pretty quickly because these are extremely easy, and I'm hoping that if I go through it quickly, we won't get any questions.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Antanios, we would use the shofar of an aisle, which is bent, and the mouth of it, the mouthpiece was covered, had a silver coating, as opposed to the shofar, which had a gold coating. So says the Gemara, no. Maishna hasa. Oh, man. Why was this? What?
The mouthpiece. You know, we learned earlier about gold that... If the gold covers the mouthpiece, it's not valid. Okay.
Yeah, but that's only if it's
So the same thing.
It's only if it's b'makom hanachlas hapeh. Same thing with the silver. Enochanami, it's the same thing with the silver.
It's
yeah,
not
look,
valid.
Same thing. Okay, Enochanami, it's the same answer. Same answer we gave in the Gemara, on the top of the Gemara we gave over here. If it's Shalom Benachas HaPeh, if it's not in the exact place where your mouth goes, then it's okay.
Right.
Okay. Same thing.
Okay.
What was the reason for the gold? I know it's a very short Gemara, and I was like getting my stuff when you started.
The Gemara did not give a reason. It's just stam. The Gemara here will talk.
Obviously.
Yeah, the Gemara here will talk a little bit about it. It sounds like it's
beautifying it.
It sounds like it's just beautifying it.
It's a
Kelly Rambu. Yeah, it's a Kelly Rambu. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Maishna Hasam. Maishna Hasam. Why over there by the shofar do we use gold and Maishna Hasam the Kesef? And over here we use Kesef. So the Gemara gives two answers. Iboy Seymel Kol Kanufio the Kesef. Who? The Gemara says it could be that because anytime we wanted to gather, for any time we would gather people together, we would use specifically Kesef. As the Pasuk says, Dechseva Selecha Shtecha Tzotros Kesef. You should make for yourself two trumpets of silver, and those trumpets will be used to gather the people. So anytime we would gather the people, we would use kesef.
That's the chatzosos, even the shofar.
What? That's chatzosos, not the shofar. The Iboy Seiman, the Gemara says a different answer. HaTorah chasa al mamonim shal Yisrael. The Torah was very careful about the mamon of Klal Yisrael, and therefore did not want them to learn to use gold because it was expensive. That's why they had them during the Taniyos use kesef. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami nyavid kesef. Then why don't we do the same thing by shofar? Why don't we use silver if you're concerned about their people's money? So afilo hachi kavod yamtif adif. The Gemara says, nevertheless, kavod yamtif is more important, and therefore, even though it's true for purpose of saving money, we would certainly save money by using silver. Nevertheless, we're going to use gold because it's kavod yamtif. Now this goes back to a Gemara that we learned in Beitza. I think it can go back to the Gemara we learned in Beitza. That anything that a person does for Shabbos and Yom Tov in Talmud Torah
and Rosh Chodesh also
goes back to him, meaning it doesn't count.
Account.
It doesn't count. It doesn't go on as an annual cheshbon. Therefore, since we're using it for Yom Tov ultimately anyway, the money is not counted. So it's the covered Yom Tov overrides any concern that we would have about spending too much money. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Savar Lameivad Uvda Kamatz Nisan. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to practice like our Mishnah that said that we use chatzotos and a shofar. So even outside of the mikdash, he wanted to do like the Mishnah did. And Amar Lei Rava, Rava said to him, no, lo amar ela b'mikdash. They only did these things in the mikdash. Did they use the trumpets and the shofar, but not outside. Tani nami hachi, we have a brisa to support this. B'medvar mamurim, when do we say that we use trumpets and a shofar b'mikdash? Ava b'gvulin, but outside the mikdash, makom sheyish chatzotros ain shofar, makom sheyish shofar ain chatzotros. Where we blow the trumpets, we don't blow a shofar. Where we blow the shofar, we blow the trumpets. Each one is separate. And so to Rav Chalafta and Tzipuri and Rav Chanania ben Tradion and Sichni, they wanted to do the same thing. They also wanted to use a trumpet and a shofar at the same time. And when the Chachamim heard about this, Amru, they said, no, lo hayunogin kain elu b'shari mizrach b'har abayis bilvav. We only did this in the times of the Mikdash, in the Mikdash itself. But we didn't do it outside.
Hold on, is this Raisa talking about Tanyos or Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah.
The Shari Mizrach and the Har Bayis is one thing or two separate things?
That's a machlokes. It's a machlokes whether it was just in the Har Bayis and or the Shari Mizrach, which was in the Har Bayis.
Shari Bayis, right, is the Shari Mizrach, Uba Har Bayis means to and or
right,
which was in.
Which was in, exactly. There's two, it's a machlokes and how you learn that.
Okay. When we broke down the walls of Yeriko, then we do both the shofar and the chatzosos.
As a one-time thing.
It was a horosh shah because Hashem said specifically to do it that way, and I don't remember. I want to say that you're right. The chatzosos. The shofar blasting. I want to say that the shofar only blasted on the seventh day, but I could be wrong about that. I need to look into that. I need to review my Nachyomi. That was Perek Beis or Gimel, and I'm already up to Yud Aleph, so I've forgotten exactly what happened. But at any rate,
maybe
that
we need Nach.
Maybe we need to go back.
Let's go. We're past
the Gemara. Amar Rava v'itim Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Rava says, and some people say Rav Yoshua ben Levi said, my Korah, what's the pasuk that says that only in the Mikdash we use chatzotros and shofar, but not outside? Says the pasuk, dechsev chatzotros v'kol shofar harir lefne melech Hashem. The pasuk says, with chatzotros and a shofar, you should blast in front of the king Hashem. So says the Gemara, the Rosh is as follows. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem would be in a chatzotzos with the shofar. In front of Hashem specifically, meaning in the Mikdash, did we blow with the chatzotzos and the shofar. Aval b'yalma, but normally, outside the Mikdash, lo, we do not do such a thing. Shavah HaYobel Rosh Hashanah of Kilo Brachos. Our Mishnah said that when it came to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of the Yovel, because remember in the Yovel, in the Jubilee year, in the Jubilee year, the 50th year, on Yom Kippur, we would blast the the shofar. So the Mishnah said that with respect to the type of shofar that we used and the brachos that we said, we say 9 brachos on Rosh Hashanah, and we would say 9 brachos in our tefillah of Yom Kippur of the Jubilee year. We would do the same thing. So it says the Gemara, Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Keman Matzlinan Ha'idne. According to what we daven today, the nusach ha'tefillah that we use today, which is as follows, Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. We even say this in our tefillah. Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha. On Rosh Hashanah we say, this is the day where you first created things. This is a remembrance of day one. So Mishnah Gemara wants to know, who is that like? Which opinion does that follow? If you remember on Daf Yud Aleph, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer as to when the world was created. Was it created in Tishrei or in Nisan? And we had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that said it was created, in fact, in Tishrei. Well, that makes sense now, because we say in the tefillah, Ze hayom techilas ma'asecha. This is the day where you first created things. That works well according to Rabbi Eliezer. Come on, to Rabbi Eliezer. That fits perfectly according to Rabbi Eliezer. Da amar b'tishrei nivra olam. Because he says Tishrei the world was created. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, our mission is going to be a stira on that. Because Masiv Rav Ina asks a question based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Latkiyo LeBrachos. Rosh Hashanah is similar to Yom Kippur of the Jubilee year with respect to brachos, meaning the same brachos, the same tefillah that we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say on Yom Kippur of the Yovel. If you're telling me that we have the same nusach ha-tefillah, then that nusach ha-tefillah that we say that this is the beginning of your creation, Rosh Hashanah Isa b'yovelesa. How can you tell me that we have the same nusach ha-tefillah if that nusach ha-tefillah would not be accurate for Yovel? Because in Yovel, which is Yom Kippur is not the beginning of your creation. The beginning of your creation is Rosh Hashanah. So how can we use this nusach ha-tefillah? Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha. And our Mishnah says that the nusach ha-tefillos are exactly the same. That's a big question. It wouldn't be accurate to say on Yom Kippur, this is the beginning of your creation. Yom Kippur was not the beginning of your creation.
Hashanah wasn't either.
That's true. Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of man. Right, technically. But anyway, so the Gemara answer is no.
Ki katani. Creation of man.
Yeah.
Right, masecha doesn't mean
masecha. Masecha of the
humanity.
It means humanity. Anyway, the Gemara answers ki katani asha'era. When did our Mishnah say that they were exactly parallel? That's on the rest of the tefillos. Meaning that with respect to the 9 brachos and the other tefillos that we say, they're exactly the same. With respect to this one line, Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon, that would not be said on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel, because that would not be an accurate statement. But with respect to the rest of the tefillos, they are in fact similar, which is why our Mishnah says since 98% of the tefillos are similar, we're going to equate them. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara now presents this same Shakla Vitaria, essentially, in a different form. Is the Gemara says, Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi Masni Hachi. Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, actually learns the above in the following way. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak made a statement. Hadetnan Shaval HaYovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiyah L'Brachos. That which we say in our Mishnah, that Yovel, the prayers on Yom Kippur and Yovel are exactly the same as Rosh Hashanah. Come on, who does that go like? Deloka Rabbi Eliezer. I will prove to you that must not go like Rabbi Eliezer.
Either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua.
Really, or like Rabbi Yeshua, yes. De'i Rabbi Eliezer.
Like
what?
Like yes. Nobody.
Like nobody. De'i Rabbi Eliezer, because if you want to say it goes like Rabbi Eliezer, Kevin the Amar B'tishrei Nivra Olam, if Rabbi Eliezer says that the world was created, really man was created in Tishrei, the world was created in Tishrei, Ha'ika zeh hayom t'chilas ma'asecha zikron liyom rishon. The Barash Hashanah Yisob Yovalesa. You would have that line, that one line of Zehayom Tchilas Maasecha, which would not be accurate on Yom Kippur of Yovel, while it is accurate on Rosh Hashanah. So it must be this line in our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Eliezer.
You can't go like anybody because the world wasn't created on two different dates. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on different dates.
Yeah,
so you can't go like anybody.
Hold it. You could say philosophically.
Yeah.
You could say
also theoretically
closer.
Rabbi Yom Kippur Yavol
right.
is a new beginning, a new creation. Okay, a person is free.
Yeah. That's actually pretty nice. That's actually pretty nice. I'm not saying actually is it, but it's a very nice statement. I'm saying that because I've never seen that before, but it's actually a very nice thing to say. I think it's that's a nice philosophical statement.
He's saying here
the reason why I would say it can go like Rabbi Yeshua because
Rabbi Yeshua, that's what the note here. Shmuel basically saying was like Rabbi Yeshua. What's the reason you're saying?
Because Rabbi Yeshua says that even though it was created in Nisan, the thought, the machshava, was to have it created in Tishrei. So that would actually work both Bein Rosh Hashanah and Bein Yom Kippur.
It doesn't matter what day it is, exactly.
Right, it wouldn't matter. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, could taka work.
Right, exactly.
But at any rate, the Gemara answers, Kikatani Asha'era. No. Really, we could say that our Mishnah does go like Rabbi Eliezer, and that which you say, that the Tfilos are the same, and yet we say, Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, the Mishnah is not referencing that particular line. It's referencing the rest of the Tfilos, which are indeed accurate. And that will conclude a very long and theoretically actual. What?
That was not so long.
I will tell you just how long it was. That was a 46-minute shiur.
Everybody have a good night.